When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour here of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Alyssa Lang filling in for Paul on this Friday. Thank y'all all so much for hanging out with me. It's always such an honor, truly, to be able to do this show. And I appreciate all the regulars, the new callers, everybody for making it so much fun. That being said, let's get back to your calls. John is in St. Louis. John, how's it going? John, are you there?
Hello. Hello, Alyssa. How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I know I've seen you a couple of times at the University of Missouri football games on the sidelines, and you've probably been pretty well acquainted with the Missouri football program the last few years. And I kind of wanted to get your opinion about where the program's going. I think this is a pivotal year for Coach Drink.
I would agree. Yeah.
Where I'm coming from is last year, you know, we caught people by surprise, quite frankly. And, you know, now we're not going to be able to, catch up on these folks. They're going to be ready for Missouri football this year. And so do you think that's a pretty good assessment? He's going to have to bring the A game every week to beat the tough competition in the SEC.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, John. I was actually having the same thought not too long ago just about the fact that this time last year and even at SEC Media Days in Nashville last season, we weren't thinking about Missouri being this team that could control maybe the SEC East at times or a team that was going to end up doing what they did into the postseason. But now, no one's going to be surprised by Missouri, especially with how much they return to Columbia this upcoming season. What Brady Cook did as far as taking that next step as a starting quarterback in the SEC, his relationship with Kirby Moore was something that was always really, really encouraging when we'd go out there to Como and we'd meet with the coaches. Just the fact that they're so on the same page. Now, my biggest question for Missouri this upcoming season, what does the defense look like without Blake Baker? Of course, Blake Baker goes to LSU. They've got their new defensive coordinator in Corey Batoon. What does that unit look like after Blake Baker got them to be a pretty gnarly bunch over the past couple of seasons? That's what I'm really curious to see early.
Well, football, you know that? And that's my biggest concern, too, is Missouri's defense going to be able to keep that pace? And that's going to be the key because, you know, it all comes down to how good your defense is. And you have to get the turnovers. And if your defense can't create turnovers, you're going to be in trouble in the SEC. It's a big time conference. And you can't just rely on offense moving the ball up and down the field and scoring points. You have to take the ball away.
Yeah, that's certainly a key part of it, not just for Missouri, but for everyone, to your point. It will be interesting to see kind of generally, to go back to what you were saying at the beginning, how Missouri takes this next step forward. That was one of the biggest areas of excitement about Coach Drinkwitz, right, when he got there, was he's a heck of a recruiter. Well, he's proven that, obviously. Look at the talent that he's recruited not only out of high school, but finding Cody Schrader and helping Cody Schrader grow into the running back that he was out there in Como this past season. I know we talked about it a lot, but it feels like you can't talk about it enough. A relative unknown before he got to the SEC, and he's going to be on an NFL team here in a week or so.
It really is. Now, I just want to segue real quick here. I don't know if Paul has warned you about me, but anyway, I'm just going to talk real quick about, I want to segue in and talk about Mr. AJ.
Oh.
And my opinions, I don't know if you've ever heard me before, but Alyssa, Mr. AJ is a loser. Okay, let's just cut to the chase. Mr. AJ is a big mama's boy. I don't think AJ can tie his own shoes without calling mama up. And he's a loser at work. People don't want to work with him where he works. I've talked to people where he works, and he's an absolute clown. And by the way, Mr. AJ, I'm ready for that cage fight. I'm ready to go toe-in-toe with you, young man. And I think, Mr. AJ, quite frankly, you need to wake up and smell the coffee, and let's get it up and get it on, boy. Good night.
Cage fight. I definitely missed the cage fight yesterday, and he's gone. John from St. Louis. Sorry. We'll see if AJ calls in. I think I mentioned it back in hour number one, hour number two, perhaps. AJ tweeted at me this morning and said that him and some of the other callers, y'all were going to give me a show that I'd never forget. And AJ hasn't called yet, but I am told that he's a final hour guy. So I'm hoping that we hear from AJ here very soon. Johnny B is on the line. Johnny, how's it going?
It's going great. I knocked the top off that wood for just a little while ago, and things are beginning to look very good around here. How are you doing today?
I was going to say, did you have a time that you knew you were going to take the top off that thing? Like you had to get done with work or what?
Nah, I was just kind of waiting later in the day. Maybe have a few beers and then just pop that open here toward the end of the day. But what John was saying earlier kind of dovetails into something that I was wanting to bring up. The Missouri game that you were at where the thing got so hectic at the end and then they kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time that you were fearing for your life? Because it looked like it. I felt so sorry for you that day. I mean, it looked like somebody just protected you from in the crowd and found the kicker for you.
Oh my gosh. Well, for those who don't know what game Johnny B is referring to, the Missouri-Kansas State game from week three, I believe it was last season, ended, like you said, in absolute chaos. Missouri kicks the game-winning 61-yard field goal to win the game. They rush the field. I'm never fearing for my life, really, but I'm not even really thinking about it, if we're being honest. A lot of people don't realize the sideline reporters and the broadcasters who are on these games, we've got two earpieces in, and they're noise canceling, so you really can't hear a lot about what's around you. You're really just listening to the broadcast itself. So I'm so focused because I'm listening to the guys up in the booth stall and talk about every moment of the game that they can talk about, waiting for me to find Coach or waiting for me to find Harrison Mevis. So that's where my focus always is. But I will say, you hit the nail on the head. I found Coach, I think, pretty quickly. Couldn't find Harrison Mevis anywhere. Finally, I'm running up and down the field. The guys in the truck are trying to use the cameras around the stadium to tell me, oh, he's on the lower left 20-yard line. He's running towards this side of the stadium. I couldn't find him. Finally, I get towards an area, and a couple of Missouri fans, I think, saw me, saw the microphone. They said, are you looking for Harrison? And I said, yes. They turn around. He's over there. And they start yelling, Harrison, sideline report. And so they helped me get Harrison for the postgame interview.
It was crazy. It was like watching Wild Kingdom back in the day when Jim, you know, the guy that worked for the guy that said in the thing, and because everything you're saying, we're watching unfold because we're seeing these sky angles and all this and the sea part when they finally get you up there. But I thought that had to be pretty, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, you couldn't hear the chaos, but we were getting all those details. But I thought, poor Alyssa, she's going to get trampled out here. But AJ will probably be there in a little bit. I saw a picture of him earlier. He was down at the Loves on I-65. He does a little business over there around the parking lot, and he's probably trying to make him up a little money for the weekend. But he'll probably call in a little bit later. But I was disappointed to see Lonesome Joe from Red Bay siding with Jim. It's just like, you know, all these old guys are scared to death of the new blood coming in. So glad to have you today, and you're doing an excellent job, and I hope you get to come back again, and good luck in your marriage.
Johnny, I really appreciate the call, and for those who are on Twitter, you might have seen Johnny tweeted a bottle earlier of some good-looking Woodford. and it's a special Kentucky bourbon, Kentucky Derby bottle. Excuse me. It's a beautiful bottle. So, Johnny, I hope you continue to enjoy that. More of your calls coming up next. We do have to take a break, but we got them all lined up, and we will get there in just a moment right here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Back to the Paul Feinbaum Show. More of your calls coming up in just a moment, but I couldn't let 4 hours go by without talking some SEC baseball because of what we have coming up this weekend. Jared Mitchell, you've seen him for the last two weekends.
Yeah.
New teammate here at the SEC Network.
Two weekends.
We'll just say weekends.
There you go.
Former LSU Tiger, baseball and football.
Yeah.
Important to remind everybody that. Yeah. What's your TV experience been like so far?
It's cool. It's hectic.
And who's your favorite host to work with on the week? Just kidding.
She's putting me on the spot. She's doing this right now. No, it's crazy. Surprised. It's crazy. It's good. It's really hectic. There's a lot going on. You kind of got to find your groove within the actual like operation of everything. So it's been kind of cool trying to figure out, all right, how do I want to navigate the waters that is and then just be a part of it.
Is there anything that has surprised you that you were like, I was not expecting that we were going to have to do this?
The amount of times we do stuff over that's not like straight, narrow, like how it looks. I was not expecting that at all.
Jared had his first real, true rain delay experience last night.
We were in. Day one was like that too.
Day one,
I showed up and it was second inning on a Thursday. There's only two games going on. Rain's like just coming down. And it was, I think you got to get in there. We might have to go ahead and do this thing.
Time to do some TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were doing some TV magic last night, too, after the UF Vanderbilt game was over. But I do want to talk about this Tennessee-Kentucky series. Is this the series of the year? I mean, certainly in the SEC, but a top five college baseball series in our conference this weekend, I can't imagine it gets better than
that. I mean, you had one close last weekend. I think it was 2-1-6 or 2-6. It was 2-6, I believe. You had one close last week, but yeah, it's fair to say that this is it. And now I would say at the beginning of the year, no one would have guessed it would have been Kentucky as part of that top five, but here they are and they're not to play with right now. So they've showed up. This is a huge series. It is literally to spring us into the second half of the SEC season. And, I'm looking forward to it. I kind of want to see how this thing goes.
It feels like when you look at this Kentucky team and you watch the way they approach things, it's very similar with Tennessee in the sense where we may not be the number one team in the country, but no one can tell us that because we think we're the number one team in the country, right? What or how does that mindset help in college baseball? Just feeling like nobody can touch us and I don't care what anybody else says.
I think Kentucky really has that like underdog feeling. And I really think that they still think that no one sees them as that. I don't think Tennessee thinks that at all. Like, let's be honest. They've had 40-plus win season for the last maybe 3 years. I think that they have arrived and they're scratching right at that door. And usually teams that are right at the doorstep for a while and they hang around, those are usually the ones that break through.
Right.
So I think Tennessee knows they're good. They've been in this position before. They've been on the doorstep in the postseason, and I think that they're hungry to actually break through this time. But Kentucky's the one that's – they'll snip.
Who's got more to gain in this one? I mean, you don't have a ton, I feel like, to lose in a three versus four matchup. Both really good teams. But who's got more to gain? Is it Kentucky just knowing that nobody really expected them to be here?
By far, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like, the Tennessee side of it, it's – business as usual. You do what you do, and you continue to kind of ascend like they already doing right now. Kentucky's the one that no one saw here. Kentucky's the one that no one really sees here all the time at this point of the year to be the quote-unquote powerhouse or the cream of the crop right now. They're 14-1 in conference. Not only do they have a tough second half of the schedule, but if they go ahead and do what they need to do in this series, it's really going to springboard them and kind of give them that kind of cushion they need to navigate that second half of the SEC schedule right now.
All right. I'm going to ask you a curveball type question. Lottery type numbers on the line. $500 million on the line that Jared Mitchell cashes into his bank account.
Oh, boy.
You have to pick a lineup to have the better day. Tennessee or Texas A&M? Which lineup are you going with to cash whatever bet that is?
Where are we at?
On that lineup.
That's the real question. Where are we?
Each home park.
Ooh, each home park within is obviously Tennessee, right?
Is it?
Yeah, right. I mean, them playing at their park, it's good luck, right?
Yeah, it is.
Slim pickings, it's good luck. But A&M is, they're showing up. They got a huge homer today from a guy who hasn't really, is an unusual suspect, right? So you got to deal with what's their top 4 to 5 guys. And then when they're getting grand slams in games when they're down by unusual suspects at the bottom of the lineup, that's when it gets tough. And that's the things that teams that are ready for the moment, that's the things they do. Because when you don't have the absolute guys doing it, you're getting the contributions in other places, and that's what they're getting.
Kind of on the other side of that, let's talk about your LSU Tigers.
Yeah,
I know it's been a frustrating season already.
There's time left, okay?
Right?
Okay.
There's time left, to your point. It is funny, though, because you ask the question to any fan, not just LSU fans, but any fan. If you win a national championship, would you be okay with maybe not being very good the next year? Everyone's taking that. 10 times out of 10, everybody's taking that, right?
Unless they live in Baton Rouge, yeah.
But you'd still take the national championship, right?
Of course.
When we say there's still time left, what type of things have to happen over the next 5 weeks for a team like LSU to solidify themselves in the postseason?
Well, they've spent the first half of the SEC schedule finding ways to lose. They just truly have, right? They got a pitching staff that's young but very talented. They're near the top in strikeouts, but they were absolutely pacing the entire conference in walks. That's a recipe for losing if you're going to walk that many people, right? It doesn't take much on the other side of it. It takes one bloop hit. It takes one blast, and now you've put yourself in a really big hole. So they have to be able to pitch it better. You got to be able to find strike one. You got to be able to get ahead of hitters. You got to be able to make them uncomfortable in the box. They have not done that in the first half of the schedule. That's what they need to do on that side. On the other side of it, well, they have the guys that you kind of expect, the Jared Jones, the Tommy Whites, the Hayden Travinskys. Now they need the other guys to sprinkle in and kind of catch up, right? I expected them at the beginning of the year that the hitting side was going to take them a while to kind of come along. I mean, let's be honest. You leave the guys, you have the exit of the guys that you had. It's only right? Like, there's so many guys that don't have everyday experience in this conference. They're getting it now. I knew they'd take their lumps, but I expected the pitching to be a little bit better at this point. I'm hoping and I'm thinking that they're going to kind of get it together and the schedule's going to play out, but it's so funny we say the schedule plays out, right? Because the schedule never really does play out. Let's be honest. Everyone on that schedule is looking at LSU right now like, hey, this is where we can get some wins.
Right.
So,
this
like,
is an opportunity.
It doesn't really, really work that way. So we'll see. But that's the things I need to see them do to be able to put themselves in a good spot.
We had a caller earlier in the show. I was telling you when you were sitting down getting mic'd up, who asked me about my first football trip out to Baton Rouge this past fall. Uh-huh. And I talked a little bit about how I fell victim to Fred's and trying to live like a local and not feeling so good the next day.
You went to the Moose?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. And Shaq was DJing and it was crazy.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been to a baseball game though in Baton Rouge. What was that like as a player? What is the experience like? And what is Fred's like when you go every Friday night?
See, I've seen some wild times at Fred's for different occasions. Let's just say it's a good time if you're ever in Baton Rouge. please go ahead and stop by. The boys will love it. They'll enjoy it. Yeah. So that's a good time.
Wonderful time.
I got a unique experience. I got to experience the old box, the absolute last year of the old box, and I got to experience the first year of the new box. When that place gets rocking, and it's especially when it's close to postseason baseball, it's incredible. Like, it honestly feels like a football game. People love it down there. They're all about it. And that's why I said, you know, you win a national championship year, nobody's like, nobody's on their porch right now just drinking and having a good time. They're so mad there right now.
Yeah.
They're so mad there right now. So, like, it's that kind of place where they, when you bring success, they expect you to keep it there and continue to bring it there.
That's the expectation. When you've tasted a national championship, why can't we get back? It's very easy to get back.
I thought this was a regular thing. Skip did it 5 times in 10 years.
Exactly.
Like, that's how it's like that.
They will get a little break from being at home this weekend. LSU on the road at Missouri for their series, which starts tonight. Jared, we appreciate you stopping by and talking some baseball. Be sure to tune in to SEC Now tonight. Dari, Jared, and Tori, I believe, will be wrapping your whole Friday night. We're going to take a break. More of your calls coming up on the other side.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Back to the Paul Feinbaum Show. Alyssa Lang here filling in for Paul on a Friday. I've been waiting for this moment. I have. You guys have been telling me I need to wait for it. I've been waiting for it since he tweeted at me this morning. AJ in Birmingham. AJ, how's it going?
It's Pell City, Mrs. Lang.
AJ in Pell City.
How are you
doing
today?
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Oh, I won't treat you like Jim does everybody. But they saved the best for last, so I had to make you wait a little while. But you had a couple guys come in here and really let me down on the show today. In particular, of course, Jim and John. You know, John over there. John, let me tell you something, John. You want to wait till a beautiful young lady is hosting the show to come back and reapproach this cage match, John? When all you're trying to do, John, is flex your Social Security check. Because I'm going to beat you down like a clown in that cage match there, John. You're an embarrassment, and you're just like Jim, John. You and Jim both. Nothing but a scumbag. You shams. And Jim wants to call somebody a hypocrite?
AJ, John is now on the line.
AJ, slow down here, young man.
Let me tell you something,
okay,
young man.
You get your jams on like Joey Buttafuoco, kiddo. You're a mama's boy, admit it. Every time your mom tells you to do something, you jump. And it's the same thing at work. And it's the same thing with their wife, if you're still married. You're nothing but a big
I'm your
mommy.
Mama's boy. You hear? I'm
wake
your mother's
up and
boy,
smell
John.
A coffee, AJ, and you don't know anything about Auburn football.
That's a damn lie, John. Straight out of hell. You're just like Jim. You know nothing but lie, lie, lie.
At least Jim knows something about his football team, AJ. Who's the coach, and who are they going to beat? Who are they going to beat this year except themselves? They got a lousy coach. They have a lousy stadium. They have lousy fans, and they have lousy you, young man.
Stadium and atmosphere in the history of mankind of college football, Jim, John, you idiot. You and your no SEC basketball victories this week, this year. You finally got a little sun to shine on the dog's ass over there with Drinkowitz, and you won a few games. And now you want to act like you're ready for the Hall of Damn Fame. Let me tell you something, John. You're a
big embarrassment. We're going to put you in the box, young man. We're going to put you in the box.
Let me tell you something.
And let me tell you right now, go off.
Do what?
What did he say? Go off?
Well, I have no idea what he just said.
Huh.
I have no idea.
Man, AJ, going after Dennis Gates like that. Dang.
Oh. He has no idea of what he's even talking about. I know more about Auburn football than he knows about his own damn self. He ain't nothing but a crazy-ass old man. He's just like Jim. They're both pathetic. They're terrible callers. And quite frankly, they need to wake up and smell the damn coffee. War damn eagle, Mrs. Lane.
AJ from Pell City. I was looking forward to that call all day. And we got it, and AJ did not disappoint. John did not disappoint. I just want to know, as someone who fills in occasionally for Paul, this is like my third time, I think. Where does this begin? How does this start? How do y'all first start to decide who we're going to have beef with and who we're going to be on a team with? I would love kind of a deep dive on some of those dynamics. David is in Alabama. David, how's it going today?
Hey, Alyssa, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'd sure enough rather listen to you and look at you than it Paul's other guest host.
Well, I appreciate that. I will take that as a compliment that I will be allowed back to fill in for Paul.
Can't we all just get along? I mean, really.
I'm right there with you, David.
Those two are just crazy. Hey, I wanted just to touch base with you and see, after the A-Day game, if you have any thoughts, what are you thinking about Alabama for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I'm really excited for Alabama, obviously. I mean, I know there was a little bit of friction there, obviously, when Coach Saban left and Coach DeBoer took over and some players were hitting the transfer portal. But just like everywhere else, right, we've seen that. I think what Jalen Milroe has the opportunity to do to take the next step, especially when you look at what Kalen DeBoer just did with his quarterback out at Washington, I'm really excited to see the future of the quarterback in Tuscaloosa. But I loved the fact that, not that I was surprised, but all the images coming out of Bryant-Denny Stadium and the amount of fans who showed up to support the first spring game in the Kalen DeBoer era. Again, not surprised by that, because that's how y'all do things in Tuscaloosa, but it was still one of those moments where you went, all right, yeah, Alabama football is going to be just fine for everybody who's trying to tell them to hit the panic button.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. Alyssa, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well, David. Thank you so much for calling. Jim is back on the line. Jim, how's it going? Did you hear the last few calls?
Well, it's not going very good. And I just want to ask you, I used to have a lot of respect for you, but I really don't now. I mean, you say you approve of the call of a scumbag like unfit, hellbound, AJ, the line. You like all that, right?
I didn't say I approved of it, but I'm listening
to it. You more or less said that I don't know if that's the right word, but there's something like, I don't know if it's approved, but you okayed it, or I don't know. You really changed. I mean, I don't really care for you anymore on the radio. I don't care for Laura Rutledge either. She's the same. You get in these big positions, you think you're something, and you think you can sail through with all these guys Googling over you or whatever they want to do. I think it's ridiculous. And I really thought you had more integrity than you've shown today. I mean, the way you approve of these callers and all this, you think it's good. How would you like to be trashed like they trashed me, these liars? How would you like that? Would you like that? Do you approve of that?
Jim, you kind of been trashing me a little bit with what you just said. So
you better believe I have in the last few minutes. I don't like the way you handle this stuff. You don't handle it well. I mean, really, I don't approve of you anymore. Don't give a damn if I ever hear you again.
That hurts me, Jim, because I always appreciate our conversations.
I tell you something, Alyssa, this crap today, you think it doesn't hurt me every time I hear these lies? How would you like to be lied about
Jim,
like that?
Jim, hold up, you disrespectful bastard.
You wrote the devil's book. You got the devil's fingerprints. And quite frankly, you're going to be laying with the devil every day and night. It's like you've been doing for so long now. You piece of crap caller. Scumbag.
Mm. Thanks for standing up for me, AJ. I appreciate you. I appreciate you standing up for me.
That pisses me off. Kicks me off to the core. He wants to disrespect people, acting like he's some kind of high and mighty king of all land. And because you're sitting there doing a professional job, handling yourself, you're actually the most comfortable guest host behind the camera that Paul has by far. You know how to handle yourself, and you articulate very well, and you're not nervous. I mean, you've been under the lights before, and I'm proud of you. And I just want to tell you, we appreciate you being on here, and we love you.
Well, I appreciate you, AJ. Thank you so much for having me today again. I've had a great time. Like I said, I thought I said like 30 minutes ago that as a fill-in, it's my responsibility not to ruffle any feathers and to hear both sides and not choose any sides. But I guess Jim did not feel that way. So sorry, Jim. Let's continue to take some of your calls. Susie is in Georgia. Susie, how's it going today?
It's going fine, Alyssa. What a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.
Oh, you
for
as
taking
well.
My call. You could be my granddaughter. So I'm 75. I'd be very proud if you were my granddaughter, how you handle yourself and all that you've accomplished. If I had not gone back to be, if I go back in time and I didn't be a teacher again, I think I would love to have gone into communication sports because I love it so much. So you do a great job. You're appreciated, and you've had a fabulous show today. You got a taste of some of the Hall of Famers. I was kind of eviscerated this week by some Hall of Famers and was put on one of those double calls, not knowing I was going to be on one, and it kind of took me back. You know, I was called toots and was told to hush up. But that's all, you know, in the phone calls. Let me ask you, when Mike Leach died and Paul Feinbaum and his team did such a wonderful, wonderful job, you know, of bringing back in the stories and bringing back clips, there was a clip with Mike Leach leaving the field and he was being interviewed. Was that you?
It may have been.
That you were interviewing him coming at the end of the game or something, and all of a sudden he turned around back to you and said, I heard you got engaged. At least he said that to whoever was interviewing him. So today when you were talking about being engaged, I thought, oh, was that Alyssa?
Yeah, so we did have that moment, I think it was two seasons ago, where I did the post-game interview. It was Mississippi State, Texas A&M in Starkville. And we did, you know, our post-game questions, and then we knew that Coach Leach kind of had some interesting thoughts on weddings and eloping. And I thought, who better than to ask about this? So that was me in that moment.
That was just, that was one of the greatest moments that they showed. They showed a lot of great, you know, moments. But that one has stuck with me. And so when you were on today, and you've done a great job, I'll leave after I give a message to I-Man, and he's probably on mute because he doesn't want to hear my voice. But I just want to say to you, I-Man, your occupation, what you do for a living, I so appreciate what you do. And my son, who was incarcerated, he didn't, no armed robbery, he didn't kill anybody, it was against himself. And when he got out of prison, no one would give him a job. No one would even, you know, give him an honest chance except for air conditioning, heating and air. And so I respect so much what you do and how your company around the country and that give people that need a chance, that chance. So I-Man, whether you care for me or not, I do have deep respect for you. I do enjoy your calls. And that's all I want to say. So I am looking forward, Alyssa, to the Tennessee baseball game tonight. Softball's on now, and baseball's exciting right now at UT.
It so definitely is.
You have a great week. Yeah, you have a great weekend. Keep smiling. No, you're doing great.
Susie,
and we appreciate you.
You're too kind. Thank you so much for your call, your kind words. And I love what you just said to I-Man after the last few minutes of what feels like a lot of intensity. It's nice to get a little bit of love here on the Feinbaum Show from caller to caller. Todd is in Shelby, Alabama. Todd, how's it going?
All right, Alyssa. Hey, are you okay?
I'm great. No, I'm good. You know, okay, Jim must be having a bad day. I get
no,
it.
Alyssa, you don't know Jim like we know him. He has this day every day. See, he's never been married. He's never had kids. He never had an older brother, because if he'd had an older brother, an older brother would have whooped his butt, and he would have had something else. He would have. You gained something when you grow up. I had an older brother that whooped my tail every day until I got older and could handle it. But Jim's mama, it's in the Bible, Alyssa. You hold the rod, spoil the child. Jim didn't get what he needed. But I don't care what he says to me, but I really don't appreciate what he said to you. And this is the deal. He said something about calling the police on me. Well, if I ever get to see him and he is of worthy and young enough, that I guarantee you he better lace his boots up, because when I hit that man, he's going to feel it in his ankles. I bet you money I'd knock him out of his shoes. But anyway, I just don't appreciate it. You're my daughter's age, and I wouldn't have, I'd never allowed, I'd swim an ocean to keep somebody from talking to my daughter like that, and I don't appreciate what he did to you. He's that sorry of a human being. But anyway, thank you, Alyssa, and I appreciate you letting me on.
Todd, I appreciate you again. You and AJ having my back, I can tell you that. My dad is definitely watching right now, and I cannot wait to hear what his thoughts are when the show is over. He's coming over to my house later to help me install some light bulbs, so I'm sure he's going to have plenty. I say light bulbs, like I can install a light bulb. It's a little more complicated than that. I just want to clear the air there. We're going to take a break. More of your calls coming up on the other side right here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Last few minutes for us here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. Alyssa Lang here with you this afternoon. Thanks for hanging out with me. Let's jump right into some calls while we can. John in St. Louis. John, good to talk to you again.
Alyssa, apologies for having to behave like that, and you had to be subjected to those behaviors from myself and mostly AJ. But, you know, the bottom line is AJ is not a very nice individual. And anytime he calls in, or you listen to any of his opinions, he is way out of line, and he's a big joke. Anyway, you have a very nice weekend. Thank you. Goodbye.
I appreciate you for calling in today, John. It was great to get to talk to you and AJ, despite y'all's differences. Again, y'all both been very nice to me today, so that's all I can say. All right, let's head to Tom in Texas. Tom, how's it going?
It's going good, and you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you so much.
The call was about Oklahoma and Texas next year's football. Before we get to it, I want to mention I have a closet full of burnt orange, but my favorite shirt is a maroon shirt with BT and a basketball on it. Could you guess who gave me that shirt?
Oh, Buzz Williams?
He is my nephew, and I'm very proud of him.
Wow. I can't believe I guessed that. That's awesome.
Well, I started to mention the pink shoes. Remember when he made a comment about mm-hmm. your pink shoes?
I do.
Okay. But anyway, his mother is my first cousin, but he feels like a nephew because I was 18 when he was born.
Yeah.
And he grew up playing with my nieces. His grandmother and my mother were sisters. So he sat on my knee as a baby, watched him play high school basketball for the Van Alstyne Panthers. So real proud of him. What was he going to say? Oklahoma and Texas. You sort of answered that question about Texas with another caller. In Oklahoma coming in the conference next year.
Yeah, we're really excited. I will say, Tom, it's crazy that you mentioned Virginia Tech because some people know this about me, some people don't. I grew up a huge Virginia Tech fan. Both my parents went there, so I basically was raised in Blacksburg. So our family is a big fan of Buzz Williams, even before he got to the SEC at Texas A&M. So really cool kind of full circle moment there.
You know his real name is Brent Langdon.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't know you grew up there. He invites my sister. I have three brothers and sister. She babysits for him. He invites her to all these tournaments. She's the only female. There's four males. I start to kid him, you never invite us, but it's more practical for her to room with her first cousin. His mother than us. So in my eyes, they're too bad to really enjoy it. But anyway.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for the call.
Okay. I
really appreciate it. Thank you for calling in. All right. We've got just 45 seconds left in the show, but I want to get to Trey in Tuscaloosa. Trey, how's it going?
I'll make it quick. Congratulations on your engagement. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And AJ was right about Jim, and so don't worry about what he says about you, but can I give you my opinion on what Jim said to you and how he's acted today? Do you mind?
Sure, go for it. You got 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Just flush it, baby. Have a good one.
Not ready for that. What a walk-off for a Friday edition of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Thanks to everyone who called in. Paul will be back next week. We'll see you then.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.